From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's military says at least 80 of its soldiers were killed when U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck a base near the Deir ez-Zor airport. Syrian state media quoted a military statement as saying dozens of soldiers were killed in the attack. A Russian military spokesman said at least 62 soldiers were dead. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 83 had died. The Pentagon said the raid, which was against Islamic State positions, was halted when it was learned that they might have struck Syrian military forces. At the same time, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that government forces killed 5 civilians Saturday. The monitoring group says that a woman and child were killed in Taldice in central Homs province. It says 2 men were killed outside Damascus and a child was killed in Aleppo province. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is upholding its commitments to the Syrian ceasefire agreement, but he cast doubt over the United States' commitment to the deal. Speaking in Kyrgyzstan Saturday, Mr. Putin said that Washington was deviating from its own call for openness. Under a ceasefire agreement announced last week in Geneva, hostilities should have paused on Monday to clear the way for humanitarian aid to flow unhindered into Syria. The UN Security Council canceled a closed-door meeting Friday set to discuss the agreement. The meeting was scrapped after Moscow and Washington failed to agree over disclosing the details of the ceasefire to the UN Council. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.